Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So if we were to go into your Google history right now, what keywords are we going to find? What are you Googling the most? Well, according to Google, they said that the number one word, one of the top things people are looking for right now, is recipes. And recipes at its highest peak right now since 2004.
They're not looking for it for themselves. They're looking for whoever it is who's been making those horrible meals. Like, I can't eat any more of your food.
Yes, anything.
That would include me. My stuff has been bad.
Are you still hunting back to your pot roast that you made?
Yeah, that was bad.
Ooh. Well, the number one, as far as all the states go, 12 states in the United States.
Yeah.
The number one thing that people are Googling is what to do with hamburger meat. Just because it's a little bit cheaper right now. And instead of just constantly making burgers or meatloaf, what else can they do with it? Unfortunately, in the state of Florida, we have to be different. Our number one search for recipes is zucchini bread.
I like zucchini bread.
I'd take that. I would take that over the meatloaf.
I'll take the meatloaf any day over it with a side of zucchini bread. But if you want to know what you can do with that ground beef, what you can actually make a really good recipe, reached out to Chef Brandon over at Cafe Tutu Tango and Mia's Italian Kitchen to share a very secret recipe of his. Good morning, Chef Brandon.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. All right. The key to making the perfect meatball, because I'm going to be honest, usually mine come out of some sort of freezer bag, or if I try and do them myself, it's roll some meat into a ball, put a little bit of garlic, salt, maybe oregano if I'm feeling chefy, and that's about it. But there's a lot more looking at your ingredients that go into it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can really customize them. It's, you know, kind of a cool thing because you don't have to necessarily follow a set recipe. But some keys are, you know, season the meat. And then what I like to do is, if I'm freelancing it and, you know, seasoning as I go, is I take a little piece and I cook it before I form all the balls, just to taste it and make sure it's the way I want. That way you haven't, you know, wasted your whole batch. And, you know, you don't want to overwork the meat either, because that actually ends up making it tough.
Yeah, because sometimes it ends up like real sticky when I'm rolling them into balls.
Yeah, so actually what that's doing is you're extracting something called myosin. But in a meatball, you don't necessarily want that. So one thing that really helps is using breadcrumbs and some type of liquid. You know, you're not necessarily using it as filler, but it's creating tenderness because it interrupts, you know, where the meat kind of clumps together.
So looking at this recipe, I would have never thought in a million years to put ricotta cheese in a meatball recipe.
You know, our recipe is a little unique in that it's all beef. A lot of people use pork and veal, and pork has a lot more fat in it than ground beef does. So the ricotta adds some moisture and some fat, which gives you a lot of flavor. Not necessarily bad fats, but it just brings a little something extra to the mix.
Well, I tell you, I don't think I've ever had meatballs for breakfast, and I know it's early right now, but just looking at this picture on our website, if you go to mix1051.com, you will see Chef Brandon's recipe, and it looks absolutely fantastic. So we know a lot of people are cooking at home a little bit more right now, so we wanted to share one of your secret recipes. But the really cool thing is later on this morning when we play Kid Smarts, we are giving away a $50 gift card that you can use either at Cafe Tutu Tango or to go try those meatballs over at Mia's Italian Kitchen. So thank you guys so much for hooking us up with those gift cards and this recipe as well.
Absolutely. And just a reminder, all the Mia's Italian Kitchen food is available at Cafe Tutu Tango.
Right on. Well, thank you so much for sharing it with us, and take care. Stay safe.
Likewise. Thank you.